Get the work done this summer and book a skip bin with Bingo. Google Bingo Bins today. Robot Building Supplies. Robots got it. On SEN, Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Welcome back to Dwayne's World. We're live at the Meadows in the build-up to Greyhound Racing's Australia Cup final at the Meadows this Saturday. Plenty of AFL still to come. Brent Boom Harvey's going to join me live. Nick D'Arcetto is going to join me here at the Meadows live as well. Keith Thomas, CEO of the Port Adelaide Football Club, is going to have a chat as well. We'll talk about where we're at with the China decision and a couple of other issues floating around in the world of footy. And I'll take a few more of your calls. 1-300-736-736. In fact, if you'd like to jump on the line, jump on the line now. 1-300-736-736. Anything in the world of sport or footy you'd like to chat about. Next man in to the Victorian team if someone else goes down injured, given that we've had two replacements in the last 48 hours. Announced has got a bit going on the speckled text. Tipper better than Ablett. Spare me. Ablett, 34 goals in 2019. He had a pretty good season last year as a small forward, Gary Ablett, but as a lot of people like to remind me. They reckon I'm biased. I'm just opening up the discussion, given that it seemed to me with Robbie Gray as a small forward out that Ablett might have been the likely replacement, but they brought in Travis Boak to replace Robbie Gray, and obviously Andrew Gaff as a midfielder replaces Ben Cunnington, so that does kind of make sense to me, even though Andrew Gaff and Gary Ablett, Brownlow medal votes-wise, had the same season last year. So 1-300-736-736, take a few of your calls on that. But Peter Duncan's been good enough to join me, the chair of Greyhound Racing Victoria. Welcome to you, Peter. Great to have you here, even though it's nice for me to be here.
Good afternoon, Dwayne. Thanks for having me.
Do you always have this kind of big crowd at
Yeah, we do. So Wednesday is the Meadows every Wednesday, and each week, I'm not sure if your listeners would know this, but we have three disability groups that bring their customers in here for a day at the Dogs, and if you go inside into the betting ring, you can see their happy faces, okay. And they just love the dogs. So very community-focused is the greyhound racing industry, and particularly the Meadows do a fantastic job with that. So, yeah, we've always got a good crowd, and it's nice to see so many people here today.
And a big night, Saturday night, coming up, Australia Cup. It's the big one?
Yeah, it's massive. This is one of the jewels in the crown that I think any trainer in Australia really wants to win, and the prize money is $300,000 to the first place, but it's not really about the money for these trainers. they just want the glory of that gold cup, and I can't blame them. So yeah, it's going to be a fantastic night, and if you're not doing anything, come down to the Meadows. Otherwise, have a look on 7Mate from 9 till 10 on Saturday night.
So it's on free-to-air, the race itself and the build-up?
Yeah, it is. We've just done a historic deal with Channel 7, thanks to Croc Media for helping us do that, where we've got the Australian Cup free-to-air Saturday night. Then we'll have the launching pad in April, and then the Melbourne Cup for the greyhounds, not the horses, in November, which is another prestigious race that everybody wants to win. Those three races will be free-to-air, and then through the year, we'll have episodes of Thrill of the Chase, which is a magazine-style program about greyhound racing, covering all aspects from the racing environment through to the adoption program, which we have, and that will run five times throughout the year. So it's really exciting for Greyhound Racing Victoria at the moment.
Yeah, the adoption program seems to be working. I do see people wandering the streets with their greyhound these days. I used to see that as a kid walking the streets of Paraka when locals used to actually train the greyhounds themselves and walk the streets when I was younger, but there seems to be quite a few people with greyhounds as pets these days.
They're just everywhere now, and I think last year we adopted out nearly 2,700, was I say 1,000?
Yeah.
I wish. 2,700 greyhounds, but we had one adoption weekend recently where we adopted out 148 dogs in 3 days, and I think that's probably a record that's been set, but they're the most perfect pet to have. Beautiful natured after their racing careers, and I can't recommend them highly enough. I've got my own at home. She's going to turn 13 in April. Right. But yeah, they're just gorgeous, and yes, they're all over Melbourne. So thank you to the Victorian community for supporting our program and taking home one of these beautiful former athletes.
And lazy, is that right?
Oh yeah, very lazy. Right. They sleep a lot. You'll just see here today, obviously at the Meadows, if you can break 30 here, that's fantastic, and then they'll sleep for 2 days. Yep. So, and that's what they're like in their retirement as well. They like a bit of a sort of run around, and then they'll have a sleep for 20 hours. So perfect, and just very good temperament.
And the Go the Red Dog campaign still on, raising money, yeah?
Yep, so that'll run through until Saturday night, and we're pushing close to about $90,000 we've raised since the 1st of January. So, yeah, $250 to every Red Dog that wins, and all of our clubs have been very helpful in also matching donations, and the Meadows put in $10,000 straight off the bat when we announced the Red Dog campaign. So it's been fantastic, and also our trainers, they've been instrumental in stumping up their prize money. I said this the other day on a different media channel that Maddie Lanigan, who's a young trainer, he was the first one to say, I'm going to donate some of my prize money to the Go the Red Dog, and so that showed me just great leadership from young Maddie, and he's an upcoming star, and he's already a star really, but yeah, and then all the other trainers followed, so it's just been a fantastic effort from the greyhound racing community.
Talking to Peter Duncan, Greyhound Racing Victoria Chair. Before I let you go, Peter, what's the ladder finish for North Melbourne going to be this year? You're a former board member, is that right?
No, I ran their Business Women's Network for a few years. Well, I think we're going to be premiers, aren't we?
Okay, oh, that's what
I
like.
And, you know, you've got Boomer coming on later, maybe he can also give you the insight. But, no, I think the club's, you know, we've had a bit of a shake-up in there, and I'm pretty bullish about it. And just like Saturday night, they're all champions at North, and so hopefully we can have a really good year.
It's funny, you got Boomer as an ambassador. There's a strange, no bias there at all.
None at all. And no. I know people will be saying, oh, conflict of interest, but it's not. He's been fantastic for our industry, and he loves the dogs, and his family come along all of the time. And, we couldn't have asked for a better ambassador. And we've obviously got Todd McKenney as our National Greyhound Adoption Ambassador now. And he is also someone that's, you know, very passionate about greyhounds, particularly Gap greyhounds. So we've got a really great team around us in terms of ambassadors, and we pick our marks pretty well. And so we're just thrilled to have Boomer on board again this year.
Peter, great to have you in. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Dwayne.
Peter Duncan joining me, Greyhound Racing Victoria Chair, live here at the Meadows.